This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Since it's Wednesday night, this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense, duh. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Well, yes, you are. And joining me now from the Grand Poobah Potentate Suite at some Hyatt Regency Westin Inn Hotel somewhere deep in the heart of Harrisburg, I believe it is, Sean Maloney, CEO and founder of Second Call Defense. How is the show going?
It is always unbelievable. You just when you think that it can't get bigger, there can't be more people there. I'll have to post some pictures for you. This morning I got in the parking lot to get in, and there used to be lines wrapped around this huge complex, 17 acres under roof. Well, not only were there lines, it looked like a Who concert. They're about 50 deep instead of 2 or 3 deep, and it was amazing. We're going to get hit with a pretty good snowstorm tonight, and I think everybody kind of accelerated their visit and got in town early. But it's been great. I've been doing 2 seminars a day on lethal force and law. And then Guns on the Go was a brand-new seminar I'm doing, dealing with reciprocity, dealing with concealed carry in automobiles, how to handle a traffic stop, open carry, and how open carry becomes concealed carry in a vehicle. And they've been well-received. The capacity of the room is about 90, and I have standing room only. More people come in, and so they're coming in twice a day to listen to me and see me, and some people find me so entertaining that they've been repeating and watching me for 2 days in a row, basically doing the same seminars.
Right. Yeah. Now, will you be free in April? Are you going to have any free time in April?
Oh, we have to make time. And in fact, I think I need to make a visit to North Carolina and try to see if I can talk some sense into the sessions. I can't quite figure him out.
And do Jeff Sessions?
Yes, Jeff Sessions.
Why do you need to go see him? What's he done now?
And now, you know, our Attorney General, Trump's Attorney General nominee, you know, says that he can't possibly be unbiased.
Well, you know,
but he was fine when he was a scoundrel with him, you know, in the Senate. There's no problems.
Okay. All right. I've just been entertained by the fact that they're dredging up letters from people that have never served in Congress, like Coretta Scott King, that were 30 years old, citing that as a reason to not let him to be the attorney general. Because I guess once you do something in politics, it stays with you through perpetuity, unless you're one of the Clintons.
Yeah, exactly. And then if you think about it, what more do you need than 30 years of public record in the Senate? And if they have to go back to an unrelated letter from you know, brother Scott King, it's amazing that it's done that way. And but they're the same old issues. They don't have the answers. They don't have new facts. They don't have the facts on their side. They don't have the statistics on their side. They have nothing to support their complaints or their support what you're doing. All they're trying to do is throw as much mud as they're going to do, and we better get used to it because they're going to be doing it for who knows how long. And I'm hopeful that they keep doing it and Trump does his best and gets things accomplished. I truly believe that the Democrats have lost the middle ground now. Those people are gone. They gave up on him, Hillary Clinton. And now what's going to happen, I'm hoping it's going to be another landslide in 2 years, and we'll have a supermajority in the House and the Senate.
Hmm. Well, I mean, they only got to get 8 out of what, 25?
Yep.
I think, now, this would take some daring do on the part of the Republicans, but I would like to see, for the moment, I'd like to see McConnell just go, listen, you guys can't even hold a hearing right. You don't even show up to vote. So from here on out, we're thermonuclear. All I have to have is a simple majority for everything, and then have that election in 2018, get those 60 seats, and go back and say, you know, I've come to my senses. You were right all along, you guys that put it that way in the first place. I'm going back to the 60-vote thing. That would be what I would do. That would be what I would do. Then again, it's probably good that I don't, I'm not in charge of anything then.
Well, it's probably both. It's a good thing that both of us aren't in charge of anything. Unless we are in charge of it together.
Yeah. So, that's interesting. The other thing that I find interesting is that all of these courts, you and I have never talked about this, at any given time, I mean, the judiciary of the United States, the federal judiciary, serves at the pleasure of the president, right?
That's correct.
So, and I know that at any given time, Congress can roll up on the Supreme Court and all the federal courts, and they can tell the Supreme Court, you can't appeal, take any appeals, and you can't make any judgments on this. And that is made so. So, are we going to see that happen, you think?
You know what? I'm not sure. That really hasn't been done a lot in recent memory. I'm not sure, but they're going to have to do something. But you got to remember, for so long, you've had 8 years of Obama appointing the lower courts, and that's a problem with our federal court system. Some of them are so slanted, and they're so used to legislating from the bench. And that's why. But it's a good thing, because we have a lot of cases, a lot of gun cases, that are heading towards the Supreme Court because there's a conflict. Yeah, and, you know, they're at odds. And when you have two district courts saying different things, then the Supreme Court has to decide. And thankfully, there's a lot of gun issues out there. And they're going to be decided because, you know, the district court in Maryland, bizarre opinion. But there's other opinion in Idaho that is directly at odds. There's a conflict there. So, and I think when those things are heard by the Supreme Court, you know, it'll just be good for us.
Do you think that they should be going in there since, in certain cases, the judiciary is, you know, John Roberts says they should be calling balls and strikes, and they're not doing that.
Well, you're right. And if you just look at, you know, what they've been writing and what they've been saying, you understand that they're off the rails to a certain extent.
Well, when we get back, we're coming up on the first break in about 90 seconds. I want to talk about this. This is the Great American Outdoor Show. Is that what this is?
That's correct. The NRA took it over 4 years ago after the sponsor of it, after Sandy Hook, decided there wouldn't be any black guns. And
right.
Everybody revolted, everybody pulled out, and he went bankrupt. Everything to do with the outdoors, from waders, from fishing poles, to guns, to tents, to outfitters, to hunts, you name it, it's there. It's amazing.
Yeah. So I want to talk about that. And I also want to ask you about SHOT Show and whether or not, considering that I know that they got rescued by the fact they couldn't implement the law, but they caved on Bloomberg, and I'd sort of like to see SHOT Show get pulled out of Las Vegas, maybe come a little towards the southeast. But that's coming up in the next hour. Second Call Defense, secondcalldefense.org. If you go there today, if you use any form of my name, you're going to get your first month off, and that means you're then going to have you're sticking your gun in your holster, you're getting your spare magazines, maybe you're getting a little trauma kit and everything else. The only thing that you can't prepare for is what happens after you pull the trigger, if you have to go that far. That's where Second Call Defense comes in. If you're carrying a gun for self-defense by any means necessary, any way at all, you should be a member. We'll be right back. education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. Wednesday night. So this portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Coming to us live from the Harry Houdini Suite in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. When I was at the NRA show last year, I saw people walking around with guns strapped to their hips out in the open. Nobody cared. And I know you can't do that at SHOT Show. What's it like at the Great American Outdoor Show?
Bring them if you got them. Strap them on. Yeah. Pennsylvania is an open carry state. Pennsylvania has had concealed carry as long as I can remember, and I grew up in Pennsylvania. Pretty liberal. They had a Democrat, very progressive attorney general that kind of started attacking the gun laws.
Yeah.
Strangely enough, because she was who she was indicted and she's in jail right now, so things are starting to get better again.
Oh, no. I think I heard about that, actually.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny when you think about it, but why? Now, the NRA, of course, is the NRA, and they're running both that show and the NRA show, whereas the SHOT Show is run by the NSSF. Why do we have SHOT Show set up to where there's no guns allowed?
You know what? I have no idea. I had no idea why they would cut a deal and be forced to do that as the representative of the OEMs in the country. And you can imagine the amount of money, even to Las Vegas, that that SHOT brings in. No idea why they would do that. Now, I've heard rumors that that the plan is, from some folks, is to bring SHOT in to the Great American Outdoor Show a week before, so that they're all there with the vendors selling their wares, and then all the people come in a week later for the show. So that's interesting, and I don't know how truthful that is, but I've heard it from several sources. And then the NRA also has another show coming up in August. NRA is getting heavily in personal protection. So they have a personal protection show that is going to be in August, and I've heard two places, but first Minneapolis and then Wisconsin, and I was trying to get that cleared up today, and I believe it's in Wisconsin. And it's going to be a show that's 100% dedicated to personal protection, concealed carry, second call defense. Seminars are going to be 1-2 hour seminars, all day seminars, all on how to protect yourself, your family, and everything that's out there. So I'd expect places like G-Code, Frog Lube, and everybody to start finding out about that, and certainly start getting the invitations out. It's going to be totally dedicated to self-defense, and I believe the NRA is finally going to realize that that they need to move forward, and I think they're planning to, for personal protection and concealed carry and personal protection classes other than just basic pistol and defensive handgun. So I think that's going to get the next 5 million members, I believe, of the NRA. So they're expanding that and kind of not really stepping away from competitive shooting, but understanding that 3, 6, and 9 feet make a difference.
Well, you know, competitive shooting has a place, and I mean, it's good. That's where you see most of these young ladies.
I just got an alert that Jeff Sessions was just confirmed.
Well, that's good. See, I'm going to run this past you about two confirmations that I'm very interested in, because I think for the leftists, this is like one of those quellings of their soul. And I'm not even going to tease you on that one until we get back. But, you know, as far as competition is concerned, I see lots of young ladies, and I mean little girl young ladies, that are running around in these three-gun competitions and doing it like a boss. And that can't be that. That's got to be great for the gun culture, as they are, you know, the younger tier of 2.0 gun culture 2.0. But at the same time, the majority of the NRA members that are currently members today are going to be in it for self defense, right? I mean,
Well, you know, and that was a transformation that happened, you know, with the proliferation of concealed carry laws throughout the country. And it kind of happened, and it snowballed, and it happened quickly. You got 11 states now with permitless carry or constitutional carry, the largest, fastest-growing, multi-billion-dollar with a B, growing segment of the gun community are female. Females make the purchasing decisions. They control their kids, and they're going to explode, and they are exploding. And you've had things like the War on Women come out, where the NRA, I think, was missing the boat a little bit. But there just needs to be something else for women in firearms, because they take it seriously. I taught a concealed carry class a few weeks ago, 17 women, and they were good. And they knew what they were doing before they got in there, because they've been reading, they've been studying, they don't take this lightly. So it is. I mean, it's great for the sport, number one. It's great for you and I and people who are Second Amendment advocates and your listeners, because we have a whole other group of people we can bring to the table with us that were always there. But, and you know what? I don't think you want to piss off a woman, so it'll be interesting to see with the anti-gunners when they pick the wrong fight.
Well, I know that women are better students at a defensive pistol class. I know that because I am a student at defensive pistol classes, and when I go, you know, I've sort of got like a chip on my shoulder when I get there. And I know that they listen, and I know they take instruction better. I know they got a better touch on the trigger, and I know they breathe better. So they can't help but be better, and with a little practice, you know, no, I'm not going to mess with any of them either.
Absolutely. And you know what else is interesting? This is kind of off the subject, but not really. When we're talking about politics and we're talking about, you know, the confirmations and how good we feel about ourselves because Donald Trump is our Second Amendment president and there's a lot of stuff that we're going to do. But I've noticed, but from talking to some different people and NRA reps, there's a huge fight going on in New Mexico right now, similar to universal background checks. Bloomberg trusts the moms in, and then he also has six lobbyists in New Mexico right now.
Yep.
He has two lobbyists in Colorado, and there's pro-gun legislation running that doesn't stand a chance, but he's there to make sure it doesn't stand a chance. He has 11 lobbyists in New Hampshire. I don't know what he's planning, what's going on in New Hampshire, but folks, the battle is far from over because you know what? Mr. Moneybags is jumped in the fight, and I don't know what his purpose is yet, unless he's just going to cause trouble and take an inch wherever he can get it, but we got to be ready to roll up our sleeves and show up where he does.
Coming up on the next, I saw what Laura Carno said about him the other day. She don't know what he's doing in there either. Coming up on the next break, when we get back, I'm going to ask the esteemed Mr. Maloney about two appointments. This is Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense. America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. Truly, truly you are. Joining us again is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney, in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. One thing that I'm thinking right now is that with the confirmation now of both Sessions and Betsy DeVos, this has got to be quite chilling, because education and the DOJ have always been theirs to control, especially schools. And DeVos is not really that high on public school, and they're afraid that they're going to lose their indoctrination centers. And with all of this stuff that we see under the guise of protest by the quote-unquote snowflakes, that's, you know, they're actually the riotous thugs. I mean, Sessions can do something about that, can he?
Oh, he sure can. And I think over and over, we should be worried are the school unions, the teachers' unions. And the teachers' unions don't do anything for the quality of education for our children. And you're right. They take a look at the charter schools, the private schools, And what can be done if you rely on capitalism to educate your children? You're much better off, and so they should be worried, because public education in America has been an abject failure. Look at the inner cities. My God, we produce nothing. We graduate kids still that can't read, that have no sense of well-being. And, you know, and that's on them. They've been breeding this over and over again. They've been creating the schools that do nothing. And they've been hiding behind it. And, you know, it's just the teachers keep getting paid, not based on performance, but based on how long they've been there.
Right now, just based upon data, for example, at schools, the number of students has gone from 9.25 million to 50 million. But the number of staff members jumped 50% during that time, and included an 88.1 rise in administrative staff and 63% jump in school principals. So this has become like a big slush fund, hasn't it? Public education. Oh, it's a way to pay people.
Well, you know, and I think it is, and it's everywhere. It's in the inner cities, in the suburbs. My school district, for example, you know, they have to vote on levies, so the taxpayers have to approve the raise in taxes for schools for whatever reason. They got to prove they need it. So the first couple of levies don't pass, and they cut busing, and they try to make it painful on the parents, and that doesn't work. And all of a sudden, 3 or 4 years later, you know, they get what they want, and they don't lay off any teachers. They don't do anything they promised. My school district, for instance, had two high schools that were just built when I moved in the area. They went from having one small high school to two high schools that were graduating upwards of 1,600 kids a year, each
right.
school. Well, now, in my township, in Ohio, was one of the most populated counties or townships that were in the country for school-aged children per capita. Well, you know what? Those kids are now through the school system, they're in college, and we're waiting for them to come back to start families. So now you're graduating, my daughter just graduated in the class of 700, and almost cut in half in a few years. But guess what? Still the same number of teachers, still the same number of administrators. They haven't cut anything. All they're doing is they're getting fat and they're getting happy. And it just goes to show you that, you know, we need to fix our school system. We need to educate our children for real again.
Well, I mean, right now, when they're looking from 1980 to 2014, they have to figure everything in 2015 dollars. Otherwise, the percentage of increase would be astronomical. But there's been a 115% real increase in expenditure on students, or a 75% increase in real spending, but the test scores haven't changed a lick. They're not buying anything.
No, and all they're doing is they're paying the teachers more money. They're changing the curriculum every other year. They're padding somebody's pocket that way. And their education isn't getting better. Their tests aren't getting any better. And the more money they're dumping into it, it's just wasteful spending. I mean, you should pride yourself in providing the best education at the lowest dollars. And if you look at charter schools, when they come into existence anywhere, the parents want them to be there. And magnet schools, because they're really inexpensive, but they're getting the best education. Their test scores are second to none, and then everybody wants to go there. That's why there's lines, you know, around the street, and people are sleeping out to get the kids into the schools. Capitalism
right.
needs to take over. Government cannot do anything right.
But government is in charge of making sure that laws are enforced and, you know, faithfully and everything. And the DOJ sort of got weaponized under Holder and then definitely under Lynch. With Sessions being confirmed, he can sort of cut to the chase. I know he's going to have a lot of bureaucrats that he's got to wade through. Hopefully he'll fire them like they did that Yates woman, and, you know, he'll get some new blood in there. But, I mean, this is going to be problematic for all the riots, isn't it? And Black Lives Matter, all these other little leftist groups.
Well, it is, and you're going to have some training. You have to find out how you're going to take care of this from the beginning, because and who knows what he has when he gets there, and he starts looking at everything. But, I mean, something needs to be done, because we need to rein this country back in. We need to become a country of laws once again. And consequences should be available to everybody who takes any actions. And, you know, what's happened to these people? I see this guy who sprays pepper spray in that young lady's face, and I'm thinking, well, where is everybody else teaching this guy a lesson? and they let it happen with impunity. Nobody's being punished. Everybody can march. They can riot. They can smash. They can break windows, and nothing's being done. And everybody stands by and watches them. So they're out of control. Roving madness doesn't get too far out of hand, but they're doing nothing to stop it. And it's everywhere, and something has to be done to take this country back and become a nation of laws again.
I do notice that none of that stuff's happening in Ohio or Oklahoma or any of the Carolinas or Georgia or Alabama. I notice none of that. That's all happening where, as they're referred to, you know, everybody says what we're trying to do now is just get back to normal. So the normals have been disarmed to a large degree, and that's where a lot of this stuff is happening. You think that's going to happen anywhere where the normals can be armed?
I think probably, you know, they think twice, and that's why you're in Seattle, Washington. You're in these places where things like this are happening. We had a second call defense client needed us near the state of Washington on the Canadian border. And I was talking to an attorney and had one of the best attorneys that actually they weren't in the country, the best defense attorneys, and called his office back, and I was talking to his admin, and he said, "Sean, let me switch you to a cell phone. He's outside watching the protesters." And so they're just watching these goofballs that are paid by Soros that have no clue what they're protesting, running around like little kids. And they're there doing this everywhere. And, you know, and they're the same people that were in Washington, D.C. for the inauguration have now been moved to a different part of the country. They're the same people doing the same things, acting the same way. But something needs
they're
to be
They're not
done.
In Harrisburg, though, are they?
No, they're not in Harrisburg either.
Okay. Coming up on the last break of the hour, second call defense. Look, it's a very simple thing. And this is not meant to impugn anybody, but Sean Maloney would tell you that the attorney that represents himself has a fool for a client. He has a lawyer that he's going to call if he shoots somebody in self-defense. He's not representing himself. You can't do it. You need to be part of second call defense. It's cheaper in the long run. It'll take you until you're about 71, if you're my age, to spend that much money on that membership. SecondCallDefense.org.
Paris air permeating the night. The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him. Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Scent, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into the stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreonthescent.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreonthescent.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense. When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Well, if you've joined, you're a little more ready. You're never going to be 100% ready because it's never going to be convenient, but you have covered as many bases as you can. Joining me again from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, at the Great American Outdoor Show is CEO and founder of Second Call Defense, Sean Maloney. What would happen if I am... the other day I was driving around and we had one of these, let's invite all the Muslims into the United States protests. And they had on all the safety pins and everything else and nothing else, you know, but they were a mob, right? If I get into a situation, which I stayed in my car, I turned right and I went away. Cause I didn't want to get involved in that and start something up that is going to go bad. But sooner or later, these leftists who default so quick to violence are going to run into somebody that is trained in violence. What is going to be what kind of legal liability are we going to be looking at that time as far as the person that would be the quote unquote defender who is probably a little more well versed in what they're trying to practice?
Well, you know, the standard is going to be, are you in fear of serious bodily injury, harm, or death?
Right.
And then subjectively, you know, you get back in the corner. These folks back the wrong person in the corner. They take a pepper spray can at the wrong person. They take their sticks. They're throwing stuff at the wrong person. You know, it's a recipe for disaster. And that's one thing that the government's not doing is they're not quelling this unrest. They're letting these people run rampant. And they're going to run into the wrong person sooner or later. I truly believe that. Or the wrong group of people.
And then there's going to be trouble.
When we're talking about the standard, right, can somebody get out there? If he's looking around and he's hemmed into a corner by six people and you have that kind of disparity of force, is that enough at that point, or do you have to wait until they start wailing on you to say, I believe I'm in fear of my life?
No, I mean, disparity of force, when they're coming at you and threatening you, and remember, it's subjective. If you reasonably fear for your safety or in your life, and you look at, you know, the three things. Does this crowd approaching you have the ability to harm you? Do they have the opportunity? They're right there, and they're chanting, they're going to kill you, they're going to beat you, they're throwing stuff at you. And then, are you in jeopardy or are you in fear? When you meet those standards under the law, then you have every right in the world to protect your gift of life and to make sure that you're not the one that's harmed.
This is really like territory that in armed self-defense, this is really new territory, isn't it? This whole scenario of facing that many people.
You know, it is, because, you know, we have terrorism now that we got to think about. We have this civil unrest that, you know, we haven't faced in recent memory. And certainly it's a different kind of civil unrest. It's a kind of civil unrest that roams through neighborhoods, that shows up at somebody's house. You know, that's downtown. And really that is uncontrolled right now by law enforcement, as far as I can tell. Maybe they're thinking, well, we'll just let it get out of their system. But it's going to be a recipe for the disaster. And if they don't take care of this problem, and if somebody doesn't take care of the problem, there's going to be a bigger problem.
Right. Okay. Well, I just for you guys, whenever something like this happens, whenever we've got a new set of circumstances coming up, I'm sure that you have to sit back for a minute and do a little studying, don't you? I mean,
yeah, I absolutely do. You think about what's going on, and you try to get a crystal ball and say, how are we going to react to these things? And you know what? I see it in the 70 to 90 people that are in my seminars every day, all age ranges, and they're concerned, and they ask questions like this. Well, what do we do? It used to be, what do they do when they come for my guns? But now, what do we do when we're faced? Can we defend ourselves? I said, absolutely. Just because people, there's a peaceful protest that turns ugly, doesn't mean you don't have a right to protect yourself. And so it's on their minds, too. So it's just not you that's thinking about that. You know, America's thinking about that. And certainly the law-abiding citizens are saying, you know what? What happens if I get caught in the middle of this?
Yeah. That part of it, I think, is... I'm waiting to see how this hashes out, especially. I know that there's a lot of this special snowflake stuff going on college campuses, too. Just like I know there's some college campuses now that are allowing concealed carry, reluctantly. But this new thing where they were once defenseless and now they no longer are has got to be adding certain nuances to what they're going to do and not do. So I'm just waiting to see how that goes. But, you know, I have, and I said this earlier this week, too. I always thought that it would be something like some eruption out of New York because of the registration there that they went and started shooting people there, or Connecticut. And it turned out not to be either one of those, but we did see people rally to the Bundy Ranch.
Right.
And with the election of Trump, I was beginning to think, okay, now I don't have to worry about that anymore. Now I'm beginning to think it's more likely now than it has ever been. What do you think?
Well, I tend to agree with you also. I don't think we could imagine the turn and the protest and the civil unrest and the manufactured civil unrest. I mean, it's not coming from anywhere other than the fact, well, wait a minute, they didn't get their own way. I watched a special on Showtime last night. It was called Trump, and they had a camera crew during the course of the election, but they really concentrated on election eve while people were voting on election day eve. And they went into the Trump thing, and they were making fun of Trump's, you know, celebration area was small, and then they went to Hillary Clinton's, and it's huge. Look at she knows how to do things big. Think about all the money she's able to raise to have this thing. And then the states started coming in. and you saw these people sitting on the ground sobbing and crying, and the reporters are on Colbert's show, and it was funny because they're sitting there trying to hold out hope, and then Florida came in, and you saw their world coming down around them. And I, for the life of me, can't understand what they were thinking. What were they expecting to happen if Hillary Clinton won, because they were so broken because she didn't? It's amazing to look at that and what kind of effect that loss had on people. I said a few times that, you know, this is the first revolution. The election of Donald Trump was the first revolution. His success and his ability to do what he promised based on the people out there trying to keep him from doing his job, that I think that's going to kind of determine what the second revolution is.
For those of you in the chat room, if you can hear me, go ahead and refresh your browser. Something happened with the chat room for some reason. It's worth every dime I don't pay for it. So, after now, this is a long show, the Great American Outdoor Show. Are you going to actually spend your whole time up there all the way through it? Are you going to be there next week, or what's going on?
I am speaking every day the show is open. And,
wow.
Yeah, and it gets tiring because you're on their feet all day. It takes about a half hour to walk from where I am to where the seminar rooms are. Add the crowds on busy times, it's a 45-minute walk. It gets tiring, but, you know, you get to talk to a lot of great people, and so many people understand the need for this now. They hear a seminar or two, they come, they sign up, and they have questions. And now this is something I want to make people aware of. I had a room full of people yesterday, and they're all, three-quarters of them were from Pennsylvania, but there's states sprinkled out throughout the union. Somebody
right.
at the end asked, well, is
we're
Pennsylvania,
about time.
Okay, is Pennsylvania and a standard ground state? I said, people, you're carrying in here today. What is it? Nobody knew. Folks, if you're carrying a firearm in a state, you better know the state's laws. I want to remind people of that. It's up to us to know it.
I'll be in touch with you soon. Thanks for taking the time out from the show. Hour number three is coming up. Thank you, sir, for joining us. We'll be right back. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holsters on the planet, is offering big savings with our new two-holster combo. Now you can buy two complete holsters for as little as $49.88. Choose from any available holster styles and colors for the guns of your choice. All of Alien Gear's quality products are made right here in the USA and include a 30-day trial, forever warranty, and free shell trades for life. Visit AlienGearHolsters.com today.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.